I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ. I struggle with anxiety and a pull towards depression, and my name is Zach. I am the Urbana Area Celebrate Recovery Ministry leader. I am a servant and member of Faith Point United Methodist, and I'm a proud attender of Common Table Online. And I'm so glad that I'm here with you today. I want you to think about one verse as I talk for a few minutes. Think about the verse, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me," from Philippians 4. You see, I think we have a tendency in our lives to be different people in different circumstances and situations. So we have the version that is the professional and work life person. We have the version that's our home and personal life version. We have the version of ourselves that likes to go hiking on Saturdays or read a book every Monday evening or watch a certain show. We have a version that likes to have me time and alone time. We have the version of ourselves when we go and engage in church. And if all these different versions of ourselves are slightly or very different, we may find ourselves having different people or different versions of ourselves in each aspect of our life. I think it's natural for that to happen, but I think it can create a problem as well. You see, my entire life, I've allowed myself to have this tendency towards feeling separated from God because of certain situations or choices that I've made. When I sin or I make mistakes in my life, I feel like I've turned away or walked away from God and I'm no longer able to be in God's presence. When I'm feeling out of sorts, I'm not able to be happy or motivated or excited or feel thankful. I feel like that's not being the Christian version that I'm supposed to be. And it's not the way that I, as a Christian and a believer and follower of Christ, am supposed to feel. I've allowed the world around me and my situation to make me feel or be tricked into thinking that to be a Christian means I have to be happy all the time and never make mistakes and never sin. See, I have this desire in me to be perfect, and a lot of the times it causes problems for me because when I make those mistakes that I'm guaranteed to make and I slip up, I let myself down and I feel like I am no longer capable or able, or I can't be in God's presence anymore. And this has continued into the things that I can't even control. My anxiety and my feelings of depression. When I'm feeling overwhelmed with anxiety and I'm anxious and I can't control it, or when I'm so depressed that I feel immobilized, I feel like they push me away from Jesus. They isolate me, and I feel like because I'm so anxious or because I'm feeling so depressed that I can no longer be present with God. And it's almost like Jesus is Earth and I've been shot in a rocket into the darkness and isolation of outer space. And the thing is, with this relationship with God, there's no re-entry phase. And I've tricked myself into thinking that there is. There's no re-entry phase like an astronaut has when they come back. I don't have to go into isolation and run through a gamut of tests to re-enter the place where I'm supposed to be, where I'm called to be. And why is that? Because I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Let's back up a little bit and read what comes before that line. Philippians 4, verse 11, starting, it says, "Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me." And later in Romans, Paul says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. See, I can be brought low. I can be depressed. And I can endure because of Christ who strengthens me. I can endure trials and suffering, and I can persevere through them because of Christ who strengthens me. I think the secret to being content and finding that in every situation, whether high or low, whether happy or sad, whether excited or depressed, is to allow Jesus to become our center. We allow him to be present in every aspect of our life. We find ourselves being in God's presence in every situation that we walk into, and we no longer have the work version, the personal home life version, the church version. They've all become one version because we've allowed Christ into every aspect of our lives. And if we can come to understand that we aren't separating ourselves by sinning or by making mistakes, and we aren't separating ourselves because we're depressed or because we're struggling with anxiety, we can begin to allow Christ to be present in every part of our lives, even in our struggles, our anxiety, our depression, our confusion, our loneliness, our despair. We allow him to be present in our sin and our suffering. The German theologian Jürgen Moltmann wrote, "People who believe in the God who suffers with us recognize their suffering in God and God in their suffering." You see, when we suffer, God's right there suffering with us. My higher power is the one who knows suffering and isolation more intimately than any person to ever walk this earth. I have to believe that Jesus feels for me when I suffer. Jesus is right there with me, suffering alongside me. I can do all things through him who strengthens me if I let him into every part of my life, even the sin and the suffering in my life. I pray that you and I can allow God into every part of our lives, even those we are ashamed of or sometimes feel like they immobilize us. Thank you for letting me share.